The challenge of this Gemara is to try to understand this Gemara in light of the early Gemaras, in light of the sugyas earlier, back to Daf Gimel, Daf Hey. The Gemara seems to have a question regarding Knas. Dine Knasus, the Mishnah mentions Kefel Dalet Vehei as a separate section in the Mishnah requiring Shlosha. Comes the Gemara with a Shaila of Nachman Bar Chizda, the center of Nachman Bar Yaakov, a Shaila, Dine Knasus Bekama. So the Gemara tries to understand the question. Maikam Ebaile, Anantanan B'Shlosha, what's it to ask? It says Shlosha, so only Bekama, how many? The Gemara asks, the Gemara explains, the Shaila was Yachid Mumcha Kam Ebaile. What about Yachid Mumcha? The way the Yad Ramah says Mefurish, when discussing Mumcha means a Samuch. Can a Yachid Mumcha, can a Samuch be done Dine Knossos, meaning by himself? That's the Pashtus. Doin Dine Knossos alo. What about Shlosha Hedyotos? That's not clear. Is that part of the Shaila? The Shaila also, whether the Shlosh of the Mishnah means Mumchin or even Hedyotos? But it's strange for another reason. In other words, we see it seems to be a Machokas, Rishonim. Right? You saw the various Rishonim. The Shaila of Rav Nachman of Chizda was also about Gimel Hedyotos, was specifically about Yachid Mumcha. Right? Who says that it's everything? You saw it, no? Who says it's... We'll get to it, but who says it's Mefurish, that it's everything? The Muki Yosef. We'll see the details, but... And who seems to say it's only about Yachid Mumcha? The Ran, the Yad Ramah. So I don't understand here. Something very simple. Maybe you'll help me out. The Gemara says he knows the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kevod Al-Vehei B'Shlosha. And so the Gemara says, so what's he asking? Bekama? It says Shlosha. Shailuaz Yachid Mumche. And then the Gemara goes on and says, well, it says Shlosha, and it can't be Hedyotos because of Rav. So it must be that we know that you can't have Yochid Mumcha. It's got to be three, not one. I'm asking a simple question. The Mishnah says Shlosha. So what are you thinking about that? What does Shlosha mean in the Mishnah? If you say that Shlosha Yotos doesn't work, so then Shlosha has got to be Mumcha. According to the Yad Ramah, the Shai was only about Yochid Mumcha, not about Hedyotos. Gimel Hedyotos for sure doesn't work. So then stop right there. So then what does it say in the Mishnah? Shlosha. So what's Shlosha? It's not Hedyotos. What is it? Mumcha. So what are you asking? Yeah, but seemingly, the Takana would have to be in the Mishnah too. That's why the Gemara has a right to be posted to Shaila. You can't tell me that the Shaila is after the Mishnah. Because then the Gemara didn't prove anything. What did the Gemara say a minute later? Because it says in Mishnah Shlosha. What does Shlosha mean? Does it mean Hedyotos? But Rav said, leave out the Kashas of the Rishonim. Yeah, but wanting to Rav, prove it from the Mishnah itself, because of the different categories, I'm not even there yet. Rav said that even ten Hedyotos can't be done in Knasos. So therefore that can't contradict the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, three, it's got to be Mumchen. And you need Shlosha. I don't know about Rav. I'm asking simply from the Mishnah itself. If you're clear already that three Hedyotos can't work for Knasos, you're not asking about three Hedyotos. You're asking about Yachid Mumcha. So what are you asking? It says three in the Mishnah. And it can't be Hedyotos, so it's got to be Mumchen. So, I just don't know what I'm missing here. I was bothered nobody asked it. Maybe I'm missing something. I'm begging you to help me. What's pshat here in the Gemara? If it says in the Mishnah 3, and if the Shaila was also, like the Mugi Yosef will learn, about Hadjotos, and about Yochid Mumche, that's goof a part of his Shaila. What does it mean in the Mishnah? Does it mean to be Hadjotos? And if it does, then maybe Huadin Yochid Mumche will work. So then, that's all part of my Shaila. Or does it mean three Mumche? So I understand what the variables are. I have a Mishnah. It says Shlosha. Now we could ask other kashas. How come you have a Shaila? Is it any worse? Is it any better, I should say, than Xeos Fachavolos, which is Mumchen? Okay, these are new kashas. But meanwhile, it says in the Mishnah, Kefel Dalet Behei B'Shlosha. So my Shaila is two things. Does Shlosha mean Mumchen? That's the case. There's nothing more to ask. Three Mumchen? One Mumchen, no good? Need three mumchen. Hedyotos, no good. Three mumchen. Or does shlosha mean hedyotos? And if that's true, then I'll say three hedyotos works, and also yachid mumchen works. And that's my shayla. The Mishnah gives you one option, and the other option is also good. That's my shayla. And the Gemara comes and says, how could you say anything but three in the Mishnah mean three mumchen? Because Rav said, dinikhnasis, even 10 hedyotos are no good. So obviously the Mishnah must mean three mumchen. So there you go. But if, as it appears from the Yad Ramah, and the Ran, but the Ran is his own pshat, we'll get to the Ran with the mixing and matching, so let's just stick with the Yad Ramah for a second. The Shaila is seemingly about Yochid Mumche, and not about three Yotas. So it means that you hold the three Yotas are not going to work, the Knesset. And what are you asking? Does Yochid Mumche work? Which is strange. In other words, until now we discussed Yochid Mumche together with Gimel Yotas. Why would Yochid Mumche work? So the Yad Ramah says, Takanas Chachamim. What's the last time we saw Takanas Chachamim? By what case? What? The Yachid Mumche, not the Samach. Yachid Mumche of Gamer V'Savir. Where do we see it? By what case? No? Hados Favos. And what else works for Hados Favos? Based on a Takana. Gimod Yotas. So the last time that we found that Yachid Mumche, whatever nature, works, Mitakanas Chachamim, it was together with another Takanas Chacham of Gimod Yotas. And that's why many Rishon said, even according to Rava, and even according to Rav Avoh, there was also a takana, kishem shetiknu nilas delas for Gimod Yotas working, they also matakein for Yochid Mumche. According to the Yad Ramah, it would seem, reading the Yad Ramah, that over here we wanted to be a takanas chacham specifically about Yochid Mumche, and not about Gimod Yotas. So that alone is an anomaly, because until now we've only seen Yochid Mumche as being on the same par as Gimod Yotas, not better. So you guys would tell me yesterday, yeah, but from the Yad Ramah earlier was mashma that maybe Yochid Mumche is on a higher level. Say that. But at the end of the day, in the other cases, it all worked. Yochid Mumche worked and Gimel Yotas worked. And here, what it would seem to be saying is that he's asking that by Knossos only Yochid Mumche and not Gimel Yotas. So that's interestingly svara. But I'm bothered by something more than that. So I ask you, how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Shlosha. There are two choices, Shlosha is Hedyotos or Shlosha is Mumchen. If you're working with an assumption that Shlosha Hedyotos doesn't work, then the alternative is only Shlosha Mumchen. So what are you asking about Yochid Mumchen? It's clear in the Mishnah, you need three. I don't have to bring Ravin. Pasha, don't understand Pasha, how do you read the Gemara quote to Yevon? How could it be a Shaila only about Yochid Mumchen, not about Gimel Hedyotos? So,
the Yad Ramah be talking about like a super samach that would be equivalent to three. I mean, the Mishnah says three, talk about three mumchen. And according to the Yad Ramah, the question would be about could one super samach be.
In other words, you're going to try to use the Ran earlier to help us. In other words, you know, it doesn't say anything like this, but it's, you know, three could mean three mumchin of this level, but then there's the yachid mumcha that we're talking about even beyond that.
Himchu Rav Maleh. Maybe why he would separate usually has to be a with one with a mumcha, but here it's a different. It's a separate.
Okay, that may be the only way to go. I don't know. That ran earlier is gonna, you know. I hear where you want to go. So then it's not. So if you create a new category, then it's not no longer necessarily a problem. But he doesn't indicate that here.
Right.
Moshe, you only. Yeah.
But how do you explain the Rav statement at the end? How would that disprove?
You know, according to you're asking,
yeah,
I thought, how do you read the Gemara? Then maybe Rav was saying that Tened Yotos won't work. So that all that does is show that the Mishnah is talking about mumchen, but not super mumchen. Yeah, so in other words, your pshat is nice, but then the Gemara is not going to work. Because right, you don't have the right. Good time.
Yeah. Could we just explain again why the Mishnah can't just be saying Midoraisa? That's what.
Okay, so if you're telling me that the Mishnah could be saying one thing, and we're discussing post the Mishnah, like for example, Shichusayu was a whole question, right? When we get to that later on this year, Shichusayu is something that was already present Bismana Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael. It's only subsequent. We had all this discussion on Dav Gimel and the Tosfos, if you remember. But that can't be pshat here, because then the Gemara wouldn't be able to have a raya against to be poshut the Shaila from the Mishnah and from Rav. Because Gemara says, I'll answer your Shaila. Clearly, Yachid Mumcha doesn't work, because the Mishnah says, Shlosha. What does Shlosha mean? Can't be a Yotos, because what Rav says. That even Tenedot can be done to Knossos. So it's got to be Mumcha. See, you need three Mumcha. Not Yachid Mumcha. But if you tell me the Shaila is, yeah, the Mishnah could mean what it means. But maybe we have a Takan. Takan is afterwards. I mean, it would seem that whatever he's going to say is going to be have to be pshat in the Mishnah. Otherwise, so for the Gemara too. So maybe there was a Takana later that a Yachid Mumcha could be enough. What are you going to say? That it wouldn't be Mistav, the Chum could do that. The Chum could take away Mumchen and make a Yotos, it could take away three Mumchen and make one Mumchen. Like, why not? The same way. Mishnah is Mishnah, and then it's a Takan. The Teretz is that whatever he holds should work would be working this man of Mishnah. If there's a Takana that Yachid Mumcha should be good enough for Knossos, that would be true this man of Mishnah. So I don't understand what's the question. If Gimel Yotos doesn't work, certainly the Gimel and the Mishnah has got to be Mumchen. If it's Gimel Mumchen, then it's not one Mumchen, three Mumchen. I don't know what I'm missing here. If you say the Shaila is both, so then I end it. They're good. So that part, all this is in the balance. What is a Gimel? Does it Yotus? Is it Mumchen? And if it's Yotus, then I can also take with that Yachid Mumchen. But if it appears from the Yad Ramah, The it's clear that Gimel and Yotos would not work. And only maybe Yachid Mumcha, which is unlike what we had earlier by Yachid Mumcha, that there we had Yotos and Yachid Mumcha work. Here only Yachid Mumcha, for some reason. But obviously that can't be, because then the Mishnah said Gimel Mumcha. You have an answer? Please, give me an answer. Yeah. Now here you throw you had an attempt, but then you have to go back to the Gemara. But maybe we read it wrong. But what does Yad Ramah say? Let's see it again. May come baile, yachid mumche come baile. Mi dain dine knasus alo, lishne revicha, mi amrina. Kevan de legabi dine maminis. Afa gav de midaraisa be'inan shlosha mumchen. Midaraisa you need three mumchen. But yet, Abdu Rabbanan Takanta B'Yachid Mumcha. That was what we found in Daf Hei. That was the Takana Mumcha L'Rabbi. That's what he's referring to. Hachanami, Afagav the Midrais B'Ina Shlosha Mumchen. True, Midrais B'Ina Three Mumchen by Knossos. Abdu Rabbanan Takanta. They came to see Yahweh B'Shusa L'Yachid Samoch Dain B'Ina Knossos. He doesn't say, what about Shlosha Yotos? He's asking if a yachid mumcha, meaning a samuch, can be done knasos. That's a shaila. Odem alob de bantakanta. Amaret Nisua, Tashumi Kefel, Dalad Hei, Besrosa, Mai Srosa. Ilei Mesrosa Diotos, Afila Saranami Tfilit, because of Rav. What do you mean, Rav? It's not Srosa Diotos, you're Moda. You're Maskim Srosa Diotos doesn't work. I mean, that's how we thought in reading Yad Ramah. He never said that that would also be part of his questions. I don't know what to do here. Now, leave this. Let's see what we do with the other Rishonim. Yeah.
I don't know if this helps at all, but the Marshal puts in a sentence before that line. He says, Ha'anan Tanam B'Shlosha. So the Marshal adds, he says, Ibez Yotot Pshita Gimel Ha'inan.
What does he put in?
I mean, after the words, Ha'anan Tanam B'Shlosha.
But Naikam Ibarei Ha'anan Tanam B'Shlosha.
He adds that point, Ibez Yotot Yeh Pshita Gimel Ha'inan. Then the only question is on the mumche.
So the Gemara is saying, Hanatna b'shlosha, and if it's shlosha, you can't eat. For sure, you need it.
If someone has yotos, then that'd be a good raya.
Okay, so what do you gain with this?
Maybe the Yadam is only talking in the later part of the
Gemara. Ibed yotos, shita gimel b'inan.
Maybe the Yadam is only talking in that second part of the Gemara. After we get past that point, that's when the Yadam is speaking about.
Okay, but still, how does that help?
Maybe the Adama is asking for both, but he's talking at the later point of the Gemara. After we already change over to Yachar.
Okay, so once we change to Yachar Mumcha, what would be by Hedyotus? Are you still asking, Shal?
The Adama is agreeing as part of the Sadiq. Talking here at a later point, maybe. He's talking.
You mean at the end of the day, the Shal would be include both?
He's speaking after you already say, El Yachar Mumcha can be violated. He's going with the real question of the Gemara.
So why does Gemara only stress Yachar Mumcha? Okay, fine. The Gemara, just like the Mukhi Yosef, the Gemara stresses one, but it's the same thing as on the Gemara Yotas. Both are the question. And the reason why he only mentions that is because of the...
That's the Iker question of the Gemara, really. The Gemara really gets rid of Yotas at that point.
Meaning that Gemara Hedyotos would or wouldn't work, would not work.
It's part of the same suffix.
It is part of the same suffix. So, my again. So, how do you read it? How come my heart not be shlosa? Yeah, it says shlosa, right? And if it said yotos, I don't even want it. What's he doing with this girsa? I don't even know what it's helping. How does this girsa help? Oh, no, he puts it in before. Maikam Ibaile, Ibed Yotos, Pshita Gimel Beina. Not Hanat Nan Beshlosha. He replaces Hanat. It seems to me he's replacing Hanat. Now he's adding it.
That's still part of the Sadiq of Gemara, then.
Ibed Yotos, Pshita Gimel Beina. For sure you need three. So what's the Shaila about how many? Of course, if it's Hadyotos, for sure three. Right, Eliyachid Mumcha. So meaning to say, that if it's a Yotos, for sure we know the number. And the words of the Shaiwar Bekama. So he was asked, so what was he asking? What was he asking about?
If you had Mumchan, would one be
such what was his question about? His question was about number. The words of the question were Bekama. He was asking about number. So the question was, how many, one Mumcha or not? What would be hanging in the balance, however? That could be what you're saying, and maybe Mukiyosif perhaps as well, would be also whether Shlosha Yotos works. But the way he formulated the question is what the Gemara is focusing on. The Gemara focuses on what was his question, and what else would be part of it is another question. But what was his question? The words were Bekama. So his question had to be about Yochid Mumcha. But in the Chanami, in other words, even the Yad Ramah would have to agree. Because as I said, otherwise you have no way to maneuver. It's not like it's clear that three of those won't work. So then you couldn't ask about one mumche because the Mishnah says three, and obviously it's not a yotis, it's got to be mumche, so there's nothing to talk about. So you're saying that nobody could really hold that three of yotis doesn't work and it's still yachin mumche works. It would have to come down to the same thing as we saw it before. Okay. So then it comes out that the Gemara, why did he only focus on one issue? I don't know.
Because it's obvious otherwise. It's obvious that...
But part of the Shaila is, what does the Mishnah mean? Does the Mishnah mean three had Yotos? And then I could also say Yachid Mumcha too? Or does the Mishnah mean three Mumcha? Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, it's going to come down to how you read those words in the Mishnah. And you're saying nobody could disagree with that. Oh, maybe we'll get to the Ran. The Ran has a different twist on this with the mixing. You know, 1 plus 2. Like, in terms of the bottom line, what is on each side of the Shaila? So, it's either that the Mishnah means Shlosh Adyotos, or the Mishnah means Rimuch. I mean, that's clear. You're going to have to come back to those words. And what the Gemara did by bringing in Rav was show that when the Mishnah said to be Adyotos, it had to mean mumchim, because of Rav. That forced the Gemara. Everything has to come down to how to read the Mishnah. No doubt about it. But all you're saying is, nobody could have said what we thought the Yadrama was saying. Nobody could have said that this Shoel was sure that three Adyotos doesn't work, and still Yachim Mumcha works. Nobody could say such a thing. Number one, in Svaret, we haven't seen that yet, but more than that, it's because if it's three Adyotos doesn't work, then the Mishnah clearly said three Mumcha. So there's no other way around it. Okay, so now we get to the next question. This is what the Ran starts hitting us with. The first Ran that we saw yesterday, and everybody. What about the fact that the Mishnah has to clearly be interpreted to be mumchin based on the sugya earlier? Dav Gimel. We have Dini Mamadis Bishlosha, Selis Fachavolis Bishlosha, and then it says Kepo Dav Behe Bishlosha. So how does the Mishnah lay out? Dini Mamnes Bishlosha is Hadolos Valvos. Zeros Vachavos Bishlosha. So why to say a separate category? It's all Dini Mamnes. Tati Katani! Rav Acha didn't disagree with the bottom line reading of the Mishnah, just that he comes to the conclusion in a different way. So what's Tati Katani? There's two types of Shlosha. There's Dini Mamanes, Hodos Vavos, Shlosha Adyotos. There's Xeros Vachabolos, Shlosha what? Shlosha Mumch. What accounts for this difference? Why is Hodos Vavos a lower level? To be Adyotos suffice, and here Mumch. And here we have the Machlokes Rava versus Ravach. According to Rava, Eir Parshis, in other words, it starts by Xeros Vachabolos, for the Torah says Elohim three times. And it's clear if we need three mumchim. And now the question is whether that naturally goes over to those vavos as well. So according to Rava, it surely does. It's Eir Parshas. Tosa says you could have gotten it through Mishpat Echad. Rishonim say maybe Mamatzinu also would suffice. Except there's the Nilas Delas Takana that lifted the requirement of mumchim when it comes to Hodos Vavos. That's how we end up. That's how Rava understands the difference, the two tiers. Nidoraisa, you should need three mumchen everywhere, but Chacham removed it when it comes to Hodos Vavos. That's Rava. Rav Acha says no. Nidoraisa chana mikasher, b'tzadik tishvara misach. Either even with Eir Parshis or without Eir Parshis, either way, b'tzadik tishvara misach. So how does it break down now? If you have still, Xeros Vachavolos Bishlosha, that holds firm, that's the din of the Midoraisa, of the three Elohims, Nimum. And then you have Hodos Valvos, and that follows the lead of the Tzedek, of Chad Nami Kosh. One diet. Pashta's not even a Samach. Chokas, we saw about it, but let's just leave it. Chad Nami Kosh. So why do you need three? Why need three? No, Chevra. Why need three? Why? Mishum Yosvi Kratz. Okay. That's the sugya before. What do we know working off of that sugya? Within the world of Hados Falvos, we also have, besides for the halacha of three adyotos that works, either because of Nilas Delas, or because of Babacha says Chanami Kashim, we also have a Brisa Dafei of Mumcha L'Rabim Dan Yechidi. Where does that fit with what we know? So on that we have a machokis Rashi and Tosfos. Right? According to Rashi, that fits with who? That fits with Rav Acha. So therefore, Rav Acha requires midrabanan three yoshvikranos. But to the extent that I have someone that stands out in its own way, so there's no concern yoshvikranos, they allow that to be hodos valvos, to be chad mumcho rav. According to Rashi, according to Rava, you wouldn't seemingly not have this wiggle room. The only thing they were attacking was three hadyotas. But that's all that you know. Tosfos says no. Tosfos many writes that even according to Rava, the same way we found a takana nilas delas in machshir hadyotas by hodos valvos, so there was a takana also for yachid mumchal rav. Okay, that's what we know. So comes the Gemara here and has a shayla. What about the next clause of the Mishnah? Kefa v'dalet v'hei b'shloshim. Again, whatever you're going to say, the Gemara says a shayla is b'kama. Can a yachid mumche? Here it sounds like it's talking about a samach. Can he pass gedini knasas? But presumably, on each side of this issue is going to be how you read the Mishnah b'shloshim. Now we just got finished talking about zeus v'chavolis b'shloshim. And Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Ravacha, it was clear that, what does that mean? B'shlosa. What does that B'shlosa mean? B'shlosa Mumche. Based on what? Based on three Elohims that are written in the Parash of Shomrin. So you need three Mumche. That was not affected in the world of Zeus V'Chavos. Nobody's going to challenge that. Except, maybe there's some Zeus V'Chavos to talk about the Shlichus Sayo, okay. But that's from the Mishnah's perspective. That was whatever the Mishnah means. Gzeilus v'chavolos, whatever cases, the Shlosha is clear. The Shlosha three mumchim. So now you're going to say, let's go on in the Mishnah. Kefa v'dalet v'hei. Perhaps. What? Perhaps. Yochid mumcha works, and we were saying that. To say that is to also say that Shlosha means hadyotas. That seems to be what we're assuming. Three adyotas and also chad mumcha, chad samo. But the obvious question is, what would that mean? That would mean that kefa v'dalet v'hei would be on a lower level than gzeilus v'chavolos. Gzeilus v'chavolos needs three mumchin based on three Elohims. Shomrin, right? Parashas Shomrin include what type of a payment? What's the parasha of the Exelos of Shomrin? Kofet b'pikado. In that same parasha, what do you have? What? Kefa, toin tainas gana. Asher yashir olim shayim shnayim l're'ehu. So now what is it? Kefa v'dal v'hein the Mishnah. Maybe what? Maybe the shlosha means shlosha hadyotos. Could anyone say knas should be better? The Gzeilus v'chavolos. You read the Mishnah, Rav Nachman Bar Chisda. You also read the Mishnah. You also read the Mishnah. You're already holding by Gzeilus v'chavolos b'shlosha mumchin. So now kefa v'dalet v'hei. How can it be less? So what could be any basis for a shayla? Who's asking this kasha? Who's asking? It's not my kasha. Who's kasha? This is already not my kasha. This is kasha that we point. Who asked this kasha? What? What? The Ran? Almost everybody. Yoni, yeah?
Just Misfaro. The mission wanted to say Knossos were Rishlosha. It could have just said that instead of saying Gzeilus v'chavolos.
You're asking something interesting. Why does the mission have to break a new, create a new category in Gzeilus v'chavolos? Why not fold it together with Gzeilus v'chavolos? Why make kefa v'dalet v'hei a new category? Why not just fold it together with Gzeilus v'chavolos?
Isn't the Gemara Rishon d'Rosh, not Rishon d'Rosh?
No, the Gemara talks about why he mentions it. He was saying if it's there already, put it together. The Gemara is asking why he doesn't mention it. And the Gemara talks about Nezek v'chatsi Nezek. Actually, that's in between. Gzeilus v'chavolos, Nezek v'chatsi Nezek, and then kefa v'dalet v'hei. The Gemara talks about why we're mentioning Nezek and Chatsi Nezek. But as far as creating a new, you know, new cause, the Bach in the back discusses your question, and I think in the B'toch HaDvarim, I didn't see the whole pshat of the Bach. He also asks these kashas. All these kashas are everyone's kasha. Yeah.
So you're almost saying that Knossos is lighter or better than Zeilos Chavos. Is that a stylistic thing in the Mishnah, or is that a conceptual
thing? Okay, so I want to probe that with you, because this is where I think the Torah Chaim goes off in a different way than the Ran. The Torah Chaim offers what he doesn't even quote the Rishonim. He reads this Gemara, he says, I'll tell you pshat. And some, obviously something about what he's saying is clearly not embraced by the Ran and the Rishonim. And I want to understand what is... where did he go wrong, so to speak, in the Rishonim's mind? Why didn't his argument carry weight? So maybe we'll start from that and go back to the Ran, because we have to cheshbon on ourselves. What's at stake here? After everything is said and done, whatever lumbus you want to put into the Gemara, seemingly at stake is how to read the Mishnah. That's why I think it was clear. It would seem at this point that the shaila of the kama of Yochid Mumche would also be totally in whether Shlosha the Mishnah means Adyotos, in which case Yachin Mumchen might be okay, the same way three Adyotos are okay, or if three means three Mumchen, then it's clear that three Mumchen and not one Mumchen. That's what the Gemara effectively says. It's clearly going on Mumchen based on what Rav said, so then you have no choice but to assume that one is not good enough. So the question is, B'Gzeilos HaChavos B'Shlosha means three Mumchen. So why are you telling me that now you're going to get to Kefa Vidal Behe, you're going to backtrack and say what? Gimel Adyotos? Which means what? How can Zelos Vachavolos be a higher standard than Dina Knossos? That's basically the premise of the question. I saw in the Sanhedrin Ketana, when the Achron, when he poses the question, everyone poses in their own words. When he writes the question, he actually phrases it that way. He says, goes right to the heart of the sugya. He says, Tzarech Iyun, Mai Kami Boyle, he writes, Sahibi Kitana, Atu Mi Gora, Dine Knossos, Migzeles Vachavolos, the Kaimalan, the Boy Shlosha Mumchen? For who are then? Dine Knossos? He doesn't even work through the issue. It's clear to him. How can it be a Shiloh by Yochid Mumchen? Gzeles Vachavolos, by Yochid Mumchen? But you have to know, maybe there was some Shiloh regarding that too. So here, this is part of the issue. According to the Ran and Yosef Ben Yonah, we'll see, they do mention that the Shai would be that too. The Ran in his own way, because of the combination, whatever. But he says, look, is it going to be any better than Gzeilos Vachavolos? And then he phrases it even more strongly, just a little bit alluded to before. But he says, Kevan the Tzarech Gimel HaKarch Sova the Gimel Pam Nelkim Koi Nami HaTashkumi Kefa. To see the Parsha Seshay Yashin Elohim. And there, the Bainami Smuchen. So now, look at the Torah Schaim. Torah Schaim says, I'll tell you how to read the Gemara. What comes out clearly from Torah Schaim is that the Shaila is, as we've been saying right now, Bein Ugabe Gimel Odiotos, Bein Ugabe Yachid Mumchen. The Gemara spells out the Kama, the words were Bekama. So the way he phrased the question, he wanted to know about a Yachid Mumchen. But hanging in the balance is going to also be Gimel Yotas by Knossos. How could it be such a Shaila? Didn't we already work out this, the Mishnah? Says the Torah Chaim, I'll tell you Pshat. We had a Machokes, Rav Acha, and Rava. So I'll tell you how it's going to work. Who is he working with when he asks his Shaila? Who's he working with? Says his father. So the Rava, I mean, the Rava, the low Darashi El Betzedek Tishbot. Rava doesn't go with Betzedek. That means that there is no Xeris Akasa Bachadami Kasha Bados Bavos. Whatever I know by Xeris Bachavos naturally goes over to the other categories. So welcome to Boyle. So he says right away, there's nothing to ask. Knossos? The Yachid Mumche? Absolutely not. The cave and the goli kra, the kofa, the tikkad, and the be'inan gimel. The Torah tell you three smuchin by kofa, tikkad, parsha shomer. Is hu adin b'chol dini mamnes shaba'olam. So it's clear everywhere, haldos, valvos, uknasos, has the same halacha. The kul yafina mikofer b'pikadon, he calls it b'namatzina. He doesn't even come on to mishpadeh, to air parashis yet. Namatzina. The maishna mamazeh mimamazeh, k'mashkabil, he refers to what he said earlier, he tainas b'shonim say like this. You could use mamatzina. Inami minishpadechas b'shkas b'tosus. He could have added one more inami. What else could he have said? Inami from Eir Parashis. Basically, if I don't know a Bitzedek, then I go with Rava, then whatever I know from Kofi Kadam requiring three smuchim goes everywhere. Okay, the Chachamim could have been attacking Nilas Delas, three of Yotos, by Hodos Valvos, but basically, there's nothing more to talk about. There's no Shiloh over here about Knossos. So what's the Shiloh? Where's the Shiloh coming from? He says, "Avol Rav Acha Beit Ravika, the Amr Midrash Achad Nemikasha, based on Bitzedek." So it comes out, I have on the one hand, I have a Bitzedek. That's Machshir Chad in one area of Mammonis, and I also have Kofer B'Tikadon, where the Torah said three Elohims. So now Bishayna, so that can't Bitzedek can't affect that because that's Exeris because of three Elohims. Bishayni Kofer B'Tikadon the Goyikra. So if that's the case, why do I need three Vodos Valvos? For how to be inan Tlasa Vodos Valvos is Takandra Banan because Yoshvi Kratz. And therefore, based on that, we know Lachib Yachid Mumched the other late time of the Yoshvi Kratz is not a Yachidi, which is explaining that thing. Right? Because really, the only reason you need three is because of Yoshvi Kratz. I want to get to the Chadigamr. I have a Chadigamr in front of me. So if that's the case, now I have what to talk about in our sugya. Kach kamin ba'ilei alidei, according to Rav Acha, dine knossos dechamivi mehodos valvos. They're more chomer than hodos valvos. Mahu mi amrina came in dechamivi be'inan shlosha mumchen mitakanta derabana. In other words, it's clear to him that midoraisa what should be. Midoraisa, by Knossos.
One.
And one, Chadamikasha. Because the exception is the exception, Kofi Kadam. And everything else, Chadamikasha. But the Chachamim would be requiring, because this is more severe type of mamonis than Hados Lavos, they would require three mumchim, mitakanta. Odil Maloshna. And therefore, b'sagi luhunami b'shloshe yotos o b'yachid mumche. In other words, you say chad midoraisa, and what midrabanan? No worse than hados lavos. You'd need three. So basically, the question is this identical to hados lavos? Is knossos identical, or because it's a more serious moment, the chachamim would say, no. Here, our takana would exceed the takana that was by hados lavos. I want you to understand where we're going to have to be mefaktik on this, where we're going to take issue with it. Like, it's very, very provocative. What is he saying? First of all, you have to realize, according to this Pshat in the Gemara, what type of a mumcha are we discussing, the Pashtas? We've been assuming until now, based on the Yad Ramah, what kind of a mumcha are we discussing?
Samach.
Do you think he's learning Samach? Absolutely not. He's talking about the mumcha that we said, the Chad Gamer, the mumcha of the faith. He doesn't even spell it out, but it's clear. And what is his assumption? That according to Rav Acha, so the only thing that the Torah requires three smuchim for is Parshas Kofer B'Pikadon, Gzeilus V'Chavos. And everything else goes back to the default of Tzedek Tishvat HaMisecha, Bein Hodos V'Chavos, Bein Knossos Hevi'u. The only thing is, the Chachamim, you see, stepped in by those folks. They stepped in and they required three hediotos. Or a mumcha l'rabim. The question is, that's a dos falvos. When it comes to knossos, it's certainly not going to be any less than that, which would also leave us with two options. Give more hediotos or mumcha l'rabim. But perhaps here, the chachamim went one notch above. Because it's more chamor. So maybe over here by Knossos they require three mumchim, which is equivalent to Gzeilus V'Chavos, and that's the Shaila. How's the Gemara read now? That's a Hashem. I says, yeah, but look, the Mishnah says Gimel. And he can't tell me it means a Jotus, because Rav said even a Sara Jotus can't be done Knossos. So what do you see? That the three of the Mishnah mean three Mumchim. And the reason will come out would be why? Because Midraisa Midraban. Where is it? Midraban. Comes out a wild thing. So halacha that you need Mumchim by Kefal Dal Be'e is only Midraban. According to Ravach. Not according to Rav, according to Ravach. But the Shaila was, did the Chachamim require Mumchim or not? Did they require three Mumchim or not? Because by those Balvos, all they require was three, because Yosh Rikranus, and they left Yochid Mumcha alone. So there may be the same thing over here, or maybe here they required more. So what's wrong with this picture? Such a beautiful pshat. Just fit it into Ravach. Yishonim couldn't conceive of such a pshat. What's bothered?
Yeah. People on the pasuk.
Ah, so that's number one. Good. So number of points. So right away, I think you have to say something. What's going on here? The psukim that talk about three Elohim is talking about Kefal. I threw that in before. So it's clear. Kefal. That's what the Sanhedrin Ketan in the second Kasha asks. Kefal is there already. So Kefal is also part of three. So this gets to more fatayr from the Ruba, but I think you'll have to maybe start thinking in terms of the different types of Kefal. There's two parshas of Kefal of Osa. It's a Kefal of a Ganef, and it's a kefal of what's called Toyin Tainus Ganav. Toyin Tainus Ganav is a shomer who claims that it was stolen. He really stole it, but it wasn't a Maisik Neva in a normal sense. It was entrusted in his possession, and he ended up lying under oath. He becomes a Ganav halachically, and he has to pay kefal. There's two inyanim of kefal. Is it one parsha of kefal or two? I would imagine the Torah's time is going to have to subscribe to the perspective that the Torah says three by a shomer case, and the kefal of Shomer would be different than the kefal of Ganef. And then they have to learn the Mishnah in such a way that the kefal of Dalbehe, we're talking now, there's also Dalbehe by a Shomer too, if he slaughtered the animal that was left by him, the Shomer said. But the Mishnah we'd be discussing, very strange, the Mishnah we'd be discussing, I guess, at the end of the day, it's all going to be the same. You're going to need three Mumchen, but it's going to be two different halachas of kefal Dalbehe. Kefal Dalbehe of Tony Tanis Ganef would be Midrabanan three mumchim, the maskanas agamar kont ravacha, and kefad al behev of a ganav atzmo would be three mumchim midaraisa. Odd. That may be a way out, but that's not it's a big chiddush. You could all learn it. Ultimately, it's one din of kefa. Only the chiddush kofi b'kan, whatever goes in that parsha. I don't know. What?
That includes not just
Ishkan. Who is what?
That's not just
Ikadim. Well, that's the first Rashi. The Rashi Neman Mishnah. Rashi has the case of Ikadim. It also talks about the Ikadim, an act of Zela.
So you would
have
to say that only the
Mishnah Ikadim? No, that's. See, Gzela, I don't know if you differentiate. Well, I'm differentiating on the Kefal case. It could be that... Gzelos of Vayizo Sachanis is also part of Gzelos. Even though the case of Gzelos is a case of a Shomer, I don't think that that's going to be different. Just like the Gemara says, Mali Chava B'Gub Malchav, how do you know Chavalos? Mali Chava B'Gub Malchav B'Mamono.
So I'm saying... So
you're saying that you want to distinguish between Gzela, an active Gzela, and a passive Gzela. I don't know that would be true.
I'm saying if we're going to accept the fact that it could be Knossos would work with one Mumchen and three Adyotos, but yet Gzela Chavos would be three Mumchen, how would that be possible?
He says because according to Ravacha, the special case with Zeus and Chavos and Zeus are together. That's where you need three mumchim midrabanan. Everything else goes under the tzedek. But midrabanan they might, up it a notch or two or three, whatever. So that's our shaila. How much did midrabanan, increase the standards by knossos? He's assuming that according to Ravacha, the only thing that the Torah spoke about when it says Elohim, is the limited context of Kofar B'Kadosh. Because everything else goes under Bitzedek. So that's what he's assuming. He's assuming, you're asking, what, you're asking Shifu the Chabalos?
Yeah.
Chovel. Why? Why is Shifu the Chabalos? The Hei Devarim.
Yeah.
So is that Knat, is that Mom? What?
Why is that Knas? Mipoy, why?
Roshik is Shaila. The other Tashum in our Mama. Nezek Tsari Pushevis, Mama Tashum. It sounds very, but disconcerting though. You have to, so one issue obviously has to be the question of Kefel over here versus Kefel over Ganef. But even more than that, what else seems to be troubling about this Pshat? I mean, the Ran couldn't fathom such a thing, right? When the Torah says Gzeres HaChavos B'Shlosha, and that's obviously the Tzedek can't affect that. It would seem from the Ran Kedavar Pasha, that's what he said also, the Yetzaneh Ketana Koshke, that the world of Knossos, Kefel Dalvei, and all of that is by definition all within the world of Gzeres HaChavos. That's not covered by B'Tzedek. That's covered by the three Elohim. I mean, Simen L'davar, Masha. Whenever we use the term B'Hemshach the Perek later, and Peidalet and Baba Kama, Knossos. Knossos requires Mumchin. That term is used interchangeably for what? Knossos. It's used for categories of Knas. Yosef Mashahizik, and it's also used for Gzeres V'Chavos. Okay, could be Shchiach, Lo Shchiach, maybe certain types more than others, but whenever we talk about what requires Mumchen, and Smicha has to be restored, and Emolehu Nishtakcha, Dine Knossos Mi Yisrael, what do we mean by Dine Knossos? What do those terms mean? Dine Knossos, what are we referring to? We're referring to everything, Gzeres V'Chavos and Knossos. It's always lumped together in one category. What? That's only because we're going according to Rav and not according to Rav Acha. According to Torah Chaim's premise, well, according to Rav Acha, really, it's not so. Because Midoraisa, it's only Midrabanan that could be so. Midoraisa, really only limited cases of Gzeres HaChavos require Shlosha Midoraisa, and all these Knossos cases would not require that. It's only Midrabanan, that's why it was a suffix here, the Chavim required it, didn't require it. Well, Mistavah. Pashtus, whatever the Torah's Machadesh in three Elohims in Pashtus Kofa B'Kadon is speaking by extension to Knossos too. The question is why? I mean, his argument seems to have carry merit. Why? So you could say because of the Kefil. That's obviously one suggestion. The Kefil, that's got to be the same Allah of Kefil. It also could be conceptually, this goes back to our definitions in the very beginning, the Mishnah. What differentiates Gzeres V'Chavos from those Valvos? Like, I understand they're mentioned separately and the Limudim, but is there a different type of a Chiyuv? Who remembers from way back?
Chayvus Midas.
One way we put it is Chayvus Midas, the Rav and Rav Pavarsky. If I myself am a Chayv myself, I borrow money, I become obligated to pay. I created the Chiyuv through what I did. And a chiyuv of the Torah that's imposed on you. I understand, even by a gazan, you it's not like a knas of where the chiyuv is created by Beis Din out of nowhere. It's more Yosef Mashahizik, but it's still his chayvus that the Torah imposes as a result of the action. It's not that I'm chay myself. I became chay because of what I did, because I stole something, because I took it from you, because I did whatever mice I did. That's machay knas. In that regard, Gzeres HaChavos and Knossos are very much in the same category. They're distinct from Hodos Vavos. Hodos Vavos is a chiyuv that my obligation, my personal obligation, I'm a chayiv myself to pay you back. It's a personal transaction. Here, there are rules. Once you're in the game and you act a certain way, the rules set in, these are the rules. Here, I make my own rules. Just chayiv as midas. I take a loan. I'm a chayv myself $100 to pay back the loan. Gzeilus v'chavos and kenasos have something in common. And therefore, what the Torah is mechayev three mumchin and gzeilus v'chavos, it's by definition expanded to the broader category. Not because, well, I can get it through the back door because kefil is there anyway. No, more than that. It's really the same concept. Again, there are still differences, and knas might be even more of an idea of the chiyuv being imposed. It could be it's not even a chiyuv till Beis Din comes and creates it. Yeah, there is some kind of, but it's still not as chayvus midas. It's a chayvus that comes about through the maisa. The maisa is mechayiv. And therefore, it's pashut that if the Torah is mechadish three smuchim, that goes by definition to extend to knasos. And therefore, Betzedek doesn't speak to that. And therefore, this pshat is obviously not valid. I think that's probably why the Rishonim couldn't consider such a mahalach. Yeah?
Could we maybe be midayik in Rashi that he says that, Dina knasos zesha misham yoter medina?
Yeah.
So could that work well to the Torah's Chayat, maybe? That it's, he's just daf referring to those kind of cases as here, daf la fuke gdeos v'chavolos.
You mean the Rashi wanted you to know that Shaila did not extend to gdeos v'chavolos?
Yeah. And he also worked with the Rav Acha,
okay,
that he was a little
thought. The thought. I don't know. Okay, now let's see the Ran. The Ben Yona, the Yosef. So first the kashas of the Ran, and then we'll see how he comes up with his own shat. So the Ran brings the first piece we saw yesterday. Yachid mumcha kamidbaya perish pshita lei. Now here the Ran starts off, as we noted before, pshita lei, the shlosha adyotos lo dani dini knasas. It was clear to him that three adyotos couldn't be done. Delo alimi lef kuri mamona, afilu takan derabonan. So, takana no takana, you couldn't allow three adyotos to dandi niknasis. Nil mi bayre, itikin rabban biyachid mumchel, medin di niknasis alo. So, merely, I think we have to come back to what I asked before. So, like, if you stop the run right now, so what's he saying? Three adyotos for sure don't work, but maybe yachid mumchel works. I understand, read the Mishnah. I don't know if we have an answer at this point. I mean, the Ran's own pshat, I think the kasha will fall away. Because the Mishnah has a way of being read. Like, if you stop the Ran, freeze the frame right now in the Ran. So I don't understand. So the Mishnah said three adyotos. The Mishnah said three, and it's not adyotos, because you tell me three can't work. So then what are you asking? How could the Ran even say these words? I don't know. Come back to that question. Okay. Now, what about the issue of gzeilus v'chavolos? Is that also part of the question? So, who are dinami the iskei mivei gzeilus v'chavolos? That should also be his question. So, why did he not focus on that? What he called niknasus? For the Ran, doesn't say that the words knasus mean gzeilus v'chavolos. But why didn't he ask the question? It's the same question. It's also the shaila chadim inay nakat. So, what is he asking? He's asking. Explicitly, he's asking about dina knasos biyachid mumche because with a takana itikun rabbana. But what would also be his shaila? Dina chamim with a chamdek a takana that a yachid mumche a samach in other words could be done gzeilus v'chavolos. Again, what about my problem? But the Mishnah said three, and if you tell me hadyotos for sure not. So then it's obvious you need three mumchen. There's no takana because Mishnah says three. Again, I don't know what I'm missing. That problem still is here on the run.
He's going to change it later.
What? He's going to change it later, but like only because of his other kashas. Ask my kash. Isn't it more pashas? He's going to ask other kashas. He's going to change. Okay. Chadim inaynaka. Fine. The old mishum, here they change mishum, the ikok, sask zeilos, tabin shichusayim. There are cases of gneva gzela, namely the cases that are more common, that we apply the rule of shichusayu, which means by definition that you can use adyotos in lieu of mumchin, and therefore, because of that, mishmachi kitzel l'shem nakat dini knasos. What does it mean? Because there's a shichusayu, But that's a yotos. So meaning if there's a yotos will work, so mishtama, what else will work? Yachid b'mchatu. What does he mean? But yeah, but the shaila is not about the three. What does he mean by the va'od? Because it, why does he focus on kenasos not gzirza chavolos? Really, it's a shaila everywhere. Because there are some gzirza chavolos, there wouldn't be a shaila. Why? Because we say shichusai. Shichusai speaks to what issue? Mumchin versus a yotos, but what number? What number? Three. And he's asking about yochid mumchin. So what does the Ran mean in the va'od? So therefore, for that it wouldn't be a shaila. So even though there are some gzirza chavolos that would be relevant for it, but he gives you a new category, knasos, because there it's a shaila across the board. I don't understand. The cases of gzirza chavolos, the shichusayu, are only speaking to the number of three of yotos, but not to the question of yachad mumchen. So what could the Ran mean here? How did you read this? So mistama the Ran means, I think, as follows. Yeah, but to the extent that we already know the Chacham made a takana for three of yotos, so mistama they'd also make a takana for yachad mumchen. It was much more shaila. Did they make a takana or not for yachad mumchen? And clearly, three of yotos wouldn't work, but maybe... Okay, but if they made a takana for three of yodas, koshkin, they make a takana for yachid mumchis, so there'd be no shayla over there. So therefore, since there's some zirfa chavos, there will be a non-shayla, so he gives you knasos, therefore it's straightforward. This world of knasos, I for sure, every case is subject to my shayla. Zirfa chavos, there are cases where we are not non-shayla, because there are cases of shichusayim. Shichusayim says three of yodas, no three of yodas, says certainly yachid mumchis. That's what Ram must mean. Good.
Yeah, when we say that that will allow one to work, it's referring to what? A mumcha samach.
Ah, so this is interesting. So we were learning that way based on the Yad Ramah. Yes, we were.
So what? It's going from three smukim to one samach?
Okay.
So why? Why would they allow that?
If they allow three adyotos, let's see, what's the shichusayu or takana? Ever since we have to know, Shichusai, the Ran has his own cheetah. Shichusai was to get rid of the Yisr, Lefneim, Kopanim, whatever, this Nigos Delos, Shichusai, they're not the same thing according to the Ran. So I'm not sure if this pshat I just said exactly he's going to hold for the Ran, but the Ran didn't say, we're talking about Samach, he didn't say, let's be honest, Yochid Mumche, he doesn't, the Torah Schein's pshat is for sure not talking about Samach. The Yad Ramah, I think, was clear talking about Samach. The Ran didn't spell out right now, the earlier Ran is going to be relevant for this question. The Ran is not saying. Let's go fighter. Yeah.
We said that he's specifically not asking three adyotos, that the Pashat won't work by knasos, right? But he's dafka asking about yachin mumche. Then he says that, oh, this is also kasha on dine
chavos.
But it didn't say because...
Either because he picked one, or because in that case there are categories of chavos that even say that we say shechusay for, so... So that would be a shaila. So he doesn't talk about that category because there are cases of the host that are anyway going to be permitted with shichusayu. So I ask you, shichusayu is about using three hadyotos. We're discussing yochid mumche. What's the connection?
But even if it's with three hadyotos, wouldn't it that go against what we're saying?
Yeah, but I'm saying that the point is that's even beyond, right? Here it's talking about cases where...
He's talking about being lafuke, three hadyotos, only one mumche.
Okay. But why not ask the Kaish Kashti that Shaila about Yachid Mumche? Good, so three of those would more something good. But ask the Shaila about Yachid Mumche? Like Zeus Fachavos. You're saying he wanted the Shaila to be the same everywhere, that we know what's no good and we. If the Shaila is a different Shaila, if the Shaila about Yachid Mumche, what would be three of those? I don't know. So why couldn't he have picked Zeus Fachavos? So the Ran says, yeah, because there are cases that for sure three of those would work. That's what he means. And if three of those would work, then Yachid Mumche would also work. The same we find by Yachid Mumche over here in Dafei, by the case of Dinima of Hados Falvos. But that would suggest that we're discussing Mumche or Ravin, not a Samach. That's what you're asking. Okay, so that's the first piece of Ran. Again, I don't know what to do with my earlier question. Still, let's see what the Ran asked something else. My Shloshi Lema Shloshi Adyotos, so the Gemara says, so three Adyotos, but Amavur Davuch, that even 10 Adyotos can't work for Knesset. So it must be the Mishnah means mumchen, and it says shlosha. Ikula meidak says the Ran, the kasha is hami masnisin shaminan. From the Mishnah, we can see the shlosha, the masnisin, hainu mumchen. k'dasik nele'el, tarti katani. We know how to read the Mishnah. We had it at Gimel. Dini mamnes b'gimel had yotos. K'zez ha'chavos b'shlosh ha'mumchin. Yilo, shlosh ha'shlosh ha'lamali. Yav, shlosh ha'shlosh ha'shlosh. So, what's the shlosh ha'shlosh ha'shlosh? Two tiers. Shlosh ha'yotos, shlosh ha'mumchin. K'zez ha'chavos three mumchin. So, and here you tell me the shayla is a shayla b'knasos, and who are things those v'chavolos? The man just got the, it's all the same shayla, but it's clear in the Mishnah that gzeilos v'chavolos shlosha mumchin. So what's the shayla? He doesn't ask it because of the lashon shlosha by kefel. He asks it because it's all the same shayla gzeilos v'chavolos. It's, and we know what it means in the Mishnah. V'yesh betarzim d'nichalei l'mishnah mi'had rav. He'd rather use rav and not the Mishnah. The kamar behedya, Rav said explicitly, ten adyotos won't work. The ilu masnisin ikaluk makur beadyotos. Maybe even though it's a shlosha shlosha, shlosha adyotos, it's all adyotos. I said shlosha twice, the abagab the shlosha shlosha katani, lo chashin lahachi. The haman the ukmu masnisin del el de mahen katani, lo chashin lashlosha shlosha. You see, the one who set up the Mishnah as mahen, who was that? Rebbe, he wasn't bothered by the shlosha shlosha. He read dinim mamnes the hainu. So the shlosha, what does that mean? It means shlosha v'chavolos v'shlosha. I shlosha shlosha l'amali. Okay, no problem. So if he doesn't, he's not bothered by shlosha shlosha, then you could just as well read the Mishnah as what dinim mamnes v'shlosha yotos shlosha v'chavolos v'shlosha. What yotos? I shlosha shlosha. Yeah, Rebbe Avol also didn't have a problem with shlosha shlosha. So I can learn the Mishnah, it's all yotos. So how do I know otherwise? Where do I go to find otherwise? To Rav. Again, what's bothering me? But you are asking the shayla, you agree three yotos can't be mafkurim mamona. So then you yourself have to read the Mishnah three mumchim. And what's his shayla? The Ran said earlier that he was not asking about three adyotas. That for sure doesn't work. And that was never part of the Ran's discussion. The Ran's discussion is only about why about the tarti katani of before. So the Ran gives a teretz now. Well, shlosha shlosha doesn't have to be indicative of two tiers. You see, Rav Avol didn't have a problem with shlosha shlosha. He had his pshat ma'in katani. So you can ignore shlosha shlosha and say shlosha is hadyotos over here, shlosha over here is also hadyotos, and I wouldn't know except Rav is the one that's going to shed light on the Mishnah. So what does bother the Ran? Why doesn't Ran satisfy now? So everything would be good, but the high tivutza lo mechaver li. Avram Yerushalayim.
Why would the hadyotos work by Rav's Bavos? They don't have the power of that. Like it would be also just.
Of course. So, okay, I'm glad you asked this because Menachem, you were discussing this morning. This morning, I should spell it out a bit more carefully. Afkuri mamona is a special koach that the Ram sees as more miyuchad to knasos. But I think even xeris v'chavolos, in light of what we said before, you're being machadesh in some way the chiyuv, as distinct from hados v'chavolos, where it was a self-imposed chiyuv. You make yourself chayv. You borrow the money. Knossos for sure is that way, real knossos. We are, in a certain sense, you're not chayiv until Beisin is mechayiv you. That's why if you're molded by knas, you're patur. If you self-incriminate, you never got to the point of being chayiv. Beisin creates the chiyuv. But in some way, even by Xeros v'chavolos, because it was the action, and Beisin now paskins alpi that action, so that type of a notion, that type of psak that speaks to Xeros v'chavolos, or to knossos for sure, that The Ran was clear, it had to be mumchin. That's what the Ran seems to say here. And the Ran, I think there was a Ran earlier also that we plugged this into, that seems to say that there's a different type of a chomer. He didn't use the explanation, the hezber as much, but it's a different chomer, a different level of a din Torah, the same as the chavolos versus those chavolos. That's probably what the Ran is alluding to. There's a lot of things you can glean here. But why doesn't the Ran accept such a pshat? The Ran had a kasha. Why do you need Rav? Go to the Mishnah. Tarti, 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 katani. Shlosha, shlosha. Obviously means hadyotos here and mumchen here. Simple. So obviously you need mumchen. Not, and you need three mumchen at that. So he brings a teretz right now that, well, we could have dismissed the tar, the shlosha, but Bavo dismissed it, and maybe shlosha is yodos, and that also is also shlosha yodos. Says the Ran, I don't like this pshat. Why? The al karchach. Anyway, look at it. Zelos v'chavos u'kenasos. Hear carefully. Zelos, chavos, and kenasos. Dichsibi behedya Elohim. Notice the foil to the Torah Schaim of both. Understand. Torah Schaim was in a different wavelength here. He said, with the Ravacha, no, there was only Mikado. No, no, listen to the Ran. Al karchach. Zelos v'chavos u'kenasos. Dichsibi behedya Elohim. So where's it written Elohim? Zeus, Chavos, Knossos. Michael Mish, it's written by Kofar B'Pikadam. Yeah, but that includes Knossos. Either you say because of the Kefal, or because of the whole Lundus. But the three Elohims that speaking Parshas Kofar B'Pikadam by Shomim is speaking to Knossos for the Ran. Unlike the Torah Chaim's perspective, that no, Kofar B'Pikadam is different and Knossos is like Odos Valvos. No! Knossos and Zeus Chavos are together. And that's the Elohim is going on all of that. Tachsivi behedi Elohim. Heichet ha'isak adaitan le'mishri adyotas. How could anyone say that we're going to use adyotas there? How could anyone have said that? The Mishnah for sure has to be mumchen. V'harmina behedi shlosha menalan b'nikra balabais el Elohim. Uba lekaman depolik. There's no one argues in that you need Elohim, and that parsha is called because it's all for Knossos too. But the fact is, we had someone who dismissed the Shlosha Diuk. Who was that? Yeah. Rav Avo. Says the Ran, it just means in terms of semantics that he's willing to stay with his pshat of Mahein, even though Shlosha. But in terms of the implications of the halacha that emerges from the Tarti Katani pshat, that there's two tiers, Rav Avo didn't disagree, because as we just said, it's clear from the Pesukim, the two tiers. Rav Avo du uki lemas, and except that, you know, parashas and so on is a question. Rav Avo du uki lemas nisin de ma'in katani, afal gav du uchai shlosha shlosha, he wasn't concerned for the shlosha shlosha, nikom makam svira le de mumcha be'ina. The kulim mas nisin de mukim la, he learns the whole mishnah de mumchin, meaning the, meaning that there isn't a shlosha of hiyotas in the Mishnah. Dini mamnes b'shlosha, shlosha mumchin. Namely, which case of mamnes needs shlosha mumchin? So that everything in the Mishnah is mumchin. The Ran overreach here. It says kulam as nisin. When we learned through the Mishnah way back, many months ago, we went through later parts of the Mishnah. Was it clear that every shlosha in the Mishnah is mumchin? Did you get to any point in the Mishnah later? What do you remember about this? Metervai, Shuma, yeah, far from Pashit. The Ran may be just sort of for effect, he says it, but Labdafka, and you can't be, Umaisa, there are shloshes in the Mishnah that are not mumchin. But he means, at least in the beginning part of the Mishnah. Yeah, so therefore, this pshat is simply not tenable. So we're back to square one. Not that it's going to answer both kashas. The Ran's assumption about the Elohims and so on, but I saw a chaf, which I think is very interesting. I'll share with you in the Magolius Hayam, brings it from some sefer Minchas Aaron. I don't know who it is. I couldn't find it. I don't know which sefer Minchas Aaron. Like 10 Minchas Aaron from Hebrew books. I just gave up. I don't know where it is. He quotes it, so I'll tell you what he says. He says that Rav Nachman Bar Chizda asked the shayla of Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. So you should know. Klal Gadol. Stam Rav Nachman in Shas is Rav Nachman by Yaakov. So why does he have to say Rav Nachman by Yaakov? Because the Shoah was Rav Nachman by Rav Chizda, so it tries to differentiate. Rav Nachman by Rav Chizda, with the Shoah, he asked it of Rav Nachman, Stam Rav Nachman by Yaakov. Why is this relevant? Rav Nachman is the one who holds on the question of Shnayim Shadanu, like Shmuel, that's in Daf Hei. Everything is intertwined, right? That's Rav Nachman. Tosfos brought it in and back as before, and that Gimel. What do we hold like? Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel. Snapshot didn't end it. If you hold like Shmuel, but Nikra Beis Nechasim, Right? It could be that there's another way to read the Tarati Katani in the Mishnah. Not the way we said before, that Shlosh Dini Mamnis Hados Vavos Shlosh Adiotos. And Zeus Vachavolos is Shlosh, a different Shlosh, Shlosh Mumchim. According to Shmuel, there's another way, possibly, that it presents itself to read the Tarati Katani. Namely, Dini Mamnis is Shlosh. What do you mean? Shnaim 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 Din. What do you mean, Shlosh? What's the Pshat? How could it say Mishnah? Dini Mamnis Shlosh. Shmuel Shnaim 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 Din. What's the answer? Dinam Shnaim Din. What is this Shlosh? Ask us, what's the answer? Because Midrabanan, Vacha, you still need three Chatchila. But the Yevet named it, the Shlosh of Chatchila. Yeah, that's one Shlosh. Zeus Lachavolos, the Shlosh. Would you say Shnaim Shnaim Din named it by Zeus Lachavolos? Now, Shmuel only said where? Shmuel only said by those Chavolos. Zeus Lachavolos, three Elohims. There's no wiggle room. There's no Vacha by Yaakov also. Vacha and Dab Gimel. So it comes out that the Shlosha Shlosha can be misparaged a different way according to Shmuel and Rabach. It's not Hedyotus versus Mumchin. It doesn't have to be. For all we know, maybe Shlosha Shlosha, it's all Hedyotus. But why does it break it up into two categories? Because here the Shlosha L'chadchila. The Yevish Shnachtim Dinam Din. That's the Nimamit Shlosha. The other Shlosha is a Shlosha that's more serious. There's no b'di'evet. So, in other words, there's a new way to take the Tarati Katania Shlosha Shlosha, and if you take it that way, you might not necessarily have to assume that the Shlosha, the second Shlosha, means Mumchin. So it's precisely for that reason, says the Sefer Minchas Aharon, that Rav Nachman Bar Chisda asked the Shaila to who? To Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, who was of the opinion like Shmuel, who therefore could very well have read the Shlosha Shlosha, not to see it as two tiers, Hedyotus Rissa Mumchin, but two tiers in the sense of Lechatchila Shlosha, but the Yevet's still okay with two, and the Yevet also Shlosha, Leikuva. And maybe for all we know, the Shlosha of, therefore, of Zeus Lechavolos, and further in the Mishnah, Kefo Dal Vehe could really be Hedyotus. So, does this answer all the kashas of the Ran? No, it takes care of the kasha of the Shlosha, of the Tarati Katani, of the Shlosha Shlosha. But the Ran's thrust of his kasha is, but what are you going to do? In fact, there's three Elohims, or three Elohims. Three Elohims are written, Parshas, Gzelos, Vachavolos. It's Parshas, Gzelos. And for the Ran, that's all together, Knossos, it's all there. So that, you still have to figure out what you'll say. But at least some of what the Ran was asking, could be, some of the sting would be removed because of this interesting will answer. What does the Ran say? Also something very strange. Says the Ran, because of this, we're back to our problem. So what's he asking? Venerali. Devade mumchen be'inan. There's no doubt about it. You need mumchen. You have the Elohims. Umedereisa shlosha mumchen. Kid yalfin le'el mitras Elohim. L'chivi b'parasha. So what do you need medereisa? Three Elohims. Midoraisa three Elohims. So what's the shayla? Elad kamei boyrei i'avdu rabbana takanta bechad yochid mumche in beisad yotav. Olo adel hevi kula shlosha mumchin. Maybe the chachamim said that we'll drop the requirement for two of the three mumchin. Where? By gzeros v'chavolos and by knasos. Midoraisa three mumchin. Midrabanan, one mumche plus two others. Vehine efshel lefrushi de masnisin mairi, lebasar takanta, the Mishnah will be talking after the takana, the shlosha katani, gabigzeles vachavolos v'knasos, that which it says shlosha, how do you explain the shlosha? It's not the same tier as before. Dini mamnis v'shlosha, zodos malvos, means to be what? Three hedyotos. And now tier number two, after the takana, but still a tier above the first tier, gzeros v'chavolos, and then everything afterwards, knasos would be shlosha. What makes that more chamor? Here it's not three adyotas. Here it would be one mumche with two adyotas. Midaraisa, of course, three mumche. That's the three Elohims. But midrabanan, we could read it as one mumche and two adyotas. Why is it a second tier? Because the first tier was three adyotas. Now we're moving to one mumcha with two adyotas. And that's how you can read it. So what? So that was what he was thinking. That was what he was asking. So now, the ochacha, and the more is going to prove, not that way. We might become a rab that you are in adyotas. What did rab say? Dinaknasas, even 10, which are adyotas. So what does that prove? Kiloma, so you have to put something into the Gemara that you didn't see otherwise. Kiloma, the afagav di ika chad mumcha badayu. How does he know? What? How do you know one is a mumcha? Out of 10 people, someone is a mumcha. Hard to know. And nevertheless, pasuk tzuvah nigas. You have to know. The stomach, Rav saying 10, is even including a case of one mumcha among them. Alma shlosha mumchin be'ina. The Tosfos Ramatib loke devarim, I don't know what he means by that. So the Ran is a novel way to read the Gemara, unlike anyone else here. According to the Ran, the discussion, this is how he gets around his kashas. With the rice of three mumchin for sure. The shayla of the other Ran and Takanta is not yachid mumche by himself. Because the Mishnah says three, and obviously that's a notch above before, and so on. It's, according to the Ran, our old kasha falls away. We didn't know what to do with it earlier, but our old kasha knows, read the Mishnah. It says three, and if you tell me adyotas don't work, then obviously it means three mumchen. No, there's a new category, it's a middle ground. There's a three, which is not three adyotas, and not three mumchen either. What is it? Mix and match. One mumche and two adyotas. And that's the shayla. The chachamim, maybe this has to be... requires a little havana. What would be the pshat exactly? You can use one mumcha and two adyotas together. Okay, that has to be thought about. Rabbi Yonah, the Mubiyosha, the Ran before.